This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The commission investigating the September 11 attacks is asking if the United States missed a chance to track one of the hijackers 2.5 years before the attacks. German officials claim that they passed on the first name and a phone number for a man who turned out to be a hijacker. The Germans tell the New York Times they passed on that information to the Central Intelligence Agency back in March of 1999. The man's name was Marwan al-Shehhi. He's suspected of piloting one of the planes that struck the World Trade Center. This morning we've called Philip Zelikow, who's the executive director of the 9/11 Commission. Zelikow says Marwan al-Shehhi was close to the hijacker Mohammed Atta, who lived in Germany before the attacks.
He's a core member of what we and other investigators tend to call the Hamburg Cell. The Hamburg Cell was a group of extremists who knew each other, who were all acquainted with each other in Hamburg, many of whom were eventually assigned roles in the 9/11 plot. This is the particular allegation that's in the media today, is that the German government provided the U.S. government with information, the first name of some and a phone number associated with an individual, and might have been an opportunity to get some intelligence about that cell. And that's an important question, and it's one we're investigating.
And that phone number that you mentioned is important because it raises the question of whether anybody then tried to listen in on that phone, right?
That's a question. And is that the same man who later turns out to be a participant in the 9/11 attacks, who piloted United Airlines 175 into a tower of the World Trade Center? And if it turns out that that name and that phone number associated with that name was provided by the Germans to the U.S. government, if that information was provided, did the information turn out to be valid? Was anything done to check out the information? And if so, what did we do with what we found? Those are all questions that our investigation is resolving.
Obviously, this is a very large investigation that goes into a great many different areas. How much effort is going into asking what the United States knew about specific hijackers before the September 11 attacks?
That is a major issue for the investigation. What did the government know before the attack? When did it know it? And what did it do with its knowledge? We already addressed several of these issues in a significant staff statement at the end of January, where we talked about the government's knowledge and tracking of three individuals who later participated in the attacks, including their journeys in Southeast Asia and onward to the United States. It raises the possibility that the government might have had some opportunity to learn more about the Hamburg cell.
Obviously, in 1999, 2000, first half of 2001, people would not have been thinking about these men as potential hijackers. But what would they have been thinking about them? That they were connected to terrorist groups or what? How would they have been described in intelligence circles?
In the first case that we mentioned, they would have been identified as individuals associated with terrorist connections, known terrorist connections, and therefore would have been suspected operatives of Al-Qaeda. This case, according to the information that's already been publicly reported, involves different kinds of assertions that are don't point quite as clearly to the potential associations of this individual. I'm just simply commenting on what's been made public. We'll ultimately have more to say about this.
We're talking to Philip Zelikow. He's the executive director of the 9/11 Commission. Mr. Zelikow, thanks very much.